The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. Lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. My name is James Robertson. I'm a researcher, publisher, and teacher regarding the matters and truths of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. I've been actively serving him since 1993, over 30 years. If you are not actively serving Yah, then by default you are serving Satan. My objective is to show you how you can make a big difference on earth and qualify for a position of high esteem in heaven for eternity. It's important to understand that as a believer, just being good is not the point. It is relationship with Yah that counts. Without this, you will be in a very unpleasant place in heaven with no way out. My aim is to show you how to get close to Father. If you're a good person without a clear relationship with Yah, then you're in a spiritual no man's land and will not enter heaven when you die. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? Yah is calling everybody on the planet to be involved and serve him, help him to have victory over Satan. My goal is to show you how to do this. Fundamentally, we each need to learn to see things on earth from Yah's perspective. My aim is to teach you how. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. Or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's J-A-M-E-S @endtimeissueministries.org. Today we're going to talk about good is insufficient. It's relationship with the Creator that counts. An overview. About 8 years ago, I had dinner with a professor who'd had a profound impact on my professional career. The conversation turned to the mutual friend who'd introduced us and who also led me back to Father. The professor, who I deeply esteem, made the comment that as far as he was concerned, religion was of no consequence. What mattered was being good. I instantly knew he was mistaken, but I did not know how to answer him. Today, I know with complete certainty that good is not enough. It is not even relevant. It is relationship with the Creator is the only thing that matters. I'll share an introduction of key points, and we'll then discuss that the Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. I'll summarize the topic in some detail. Finally, we'll look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. So this broadcast is based on the article 2020-1209, Good is Insufficient. Relationship with the Creator is what counts. I've told you about my meal with the professor, and today I know with complete certainty that good is not enough. It's not even relevant. It's relationship with the Creator is the only thing that matters. I didn't say that good is not important. In other words, that you can go out and not be good. My point is, you need to get close to Father, and he will help you to be good. Because the harsh reality is that being good the world's way is not necessarily good Yah's way. You need his help to be good. And if you don't have a relationship with him and you're not going to heaven, well, it really doesn't matter whether you're good or not. There's a big issue in the world today that a couple of generations ago, there were a lot more believers than there are today. And so the Ten Commandments, etc., were imbued into society, certainly in a lot of countries. that legacy has remained. The people don't believe anymore. So the commandments are irrelevant. And please understand what I'm saying. I'm not speaking against the commandments. I'm speaking about it doesn't help you to keep the commandments if you don't have a relationship with the Creator. If you're not going to heaven, and being not going to get you to heaven. That's the essence of my message. There are billions of good people on earth today, and yet on 25th of November 2015, there were approximately 2,705,021 believers with some level of relationship with the Creator on earth. And that number has declined since then. Relatively few young people are joining, and old people are dying off. Quite a few of the people would not be classed as good by many good people. The fact is that of the 2.7 million people on the 25th of December 2015, very few had any sort of meaningful relationship with the Creator. Folks, I really want you to get a fix on this. We've got something like 7 or 8 billion people on the planet, and on 8 years ago, there were around 2.7 million who would make it into heaven with some sort of esteem. And of those, only a few hundred would really be in places of high esteem. I can't stress this enough. The world is not the way we think it is. You can putter along through life being good, whatever good means for you. But if you're not doing good in relationship with the Creator, in context of the Creator, in a way that you're seeking to please Him, that you know He exists, that you're seeking to serve Him, good's not going to help you. It's great to be good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't be good. I'm saying that good on its own is not going to help you get to heaven, and it's certainly not going to help you to get to a high place in heaven. I hope I'm making myself clear, folks. This is so, so important. If you are in a place today where you're just puttering along and you think that whatever you do, you'll get to heaven, I'm sorry, you're just not going to cut it. It's tragic, given that the only reason humankind, this planet, this universe exists is for us to be friends with the Creator. Think about it. Why are we here? Whether you believe in the Creator or not, the fact is that massive events happened millions of years ago to bring the universe into existence, to bring the solar systems into existence, not just our solar system, but innumerable solar systems around us. To bring planet Earth into existence. And then a deep, complex, creative process that progressively created one-cell organisms and then simple plants and more complex plants until we get the beautiful variety of plants that we get today, the blossoms, the fruits, just the whole aesthetics and the pleasure. The beautiful tastes and beautiful perfumes, etc., of the plants. And then the animals, greater and greater complexity, the joy of playing with a kitten or a puppy, a dog that serves you well, the wonder of the elephants and the giraffe, etc. All carefully crafted, all carefully designed, carefully built, until it created an environment to create humankind. We're here with this fabulous setting, and almost nobody knows the Creator. And the only reason we're here is because He wanted friends. He was lonely. So if you're living a good life seeking to be a good person, I have to tell you that it's not sufficient. In fact, on its own, it's worthless. What really matters is that you have a deep personal relationship with the Creator. Then it will help you for you to be a good person. One of the ironies of this thing is that quite often the people who have some sort of relationship, who have some sort of belief in the Creator, are not particularly good people. You know, there's this war going on in Israel at the moment, and I'm quite sure there are believers on both sides, and I'm really sure that some of those believers have done some pretty ugly things in the last few months. One of the real brutal truths is that many wars over the years have been fought between groups of believers who both at some level have believed in Yah, or God, or the Lord, or Allah, whatever they call him, and who've been in great error. Hitler was a Christian. When he died, he ended up in hell for a very long time. In fact, my information is he's still in hell paying the price for what he did. Ultimately, though, he'll be in heaven. I don't know what that does for your paradigm, but it's pretty rattling. You can be as good as you like and not acknowledge the Creator, not seek relationship with him, not seek to please him, not seek to live without sin. And it's going to do you no good at all. You need to have a relationship with him. I encourage you now to step out and start to earnestly seek a deep personal relationship with the Creator. See the Creator Desires relationship page on the website. I'm going to share some of that article after this. And then there's an article, 7 Components of Drawing Close, on the website. There's a whole range of things you can do to deal with sin in your life, deal with error in your life. And I'm here to help you. The website's here to help you. The website is substantial. It's got a lot of information, the summation of 30 years of learning on my part. Over 2,500 articles. There's a lot of information. If you've got questions, there's a reasonable possibility that the answer to your question is on the website. And if you can't find it on the website, email me, james@endtimeissueministries.org. At the end of the day, folks, Father is looking for you to seek a relationship with him, and he will meet you wherever you are. The only reason we exist is to be friends of the Creator. And almost nobody does that, and almost nobody is seeking to be a friend. It's tragic. He's lonely. Has it ever occurred to you that while you're blundering along doing whatever it is that you do day by day, that the Almighty is lonely because he wants you to be his friend? It's quite mind-blowing when you first realize that. But that's the reality. He has almost no friends on earth today. Almost nobody talks to him, certainly not in a partnering sort of way. So I'm going to continue with the next section, 2014-1101A. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It's going to pick up. Okay, I'm back there. I've shared about my meeting with a professor and my realization that his belief that a good life would get him into heaven and was all that was required was mistaken. This article examines this in more detail. It's broadcast. It took me a long time to get to this point, folks. I went through the whole thing about believing the Bible is the Word of God, Jesus is God in the flesh, going to church twice on Sunday, on Wednesday, ending up in confrontation with the church because I discovered that they were teaching lies. And ultimately, all of that was of effectively academic importance. What really mattered was that I was also seeking to get close to him. I was worshiping him every day. I was spending time on my knees talking to him every day. I was listening to what he said, and I was doing my best to be obedient to what he told me to do. But I was looking to him to guide me in every aspect of my life. He spoke to me audibly in March 1993, so I knew that he was real. And it never occurred to me that because he'd just spoken to me once, that he wouldn't speak again. And I got to a point where I could have a conversation with him. I haven't stayed at that point all that long. But that's what he wants. He wants to be able to converse with you. He wants to be able to discuss. So after the meeting with the professor, I was deeply troubled. I knew that if that was indicative of his level of belief, in other words, that all that's required is to be good, you don't need to worry about religion, he was not going to make it into heaven. And this was a terrible thought, given the considerable impact he's had on my life. I prayed intensely about the situation. A few weeks later, I heard our Father in heaven say to me quite clearly, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" I knew instantly that was the answer. And if you stop and think about it, folks, it makes perfect sense. Why should somebody get to make it to heaven to be for eternity with Father if they don't believe he exists? What's in it for him? Really, there's nothing in it for him, and he's not going to do it. And he didn't set out to be ugly and to do that. He didn't expect people not to believe. There's a whole piece about the contest and Satan rebelling and challenging Father and saying, if you put me on earth for 7,000 years, at the end of 7,000 years, I will make sure that not a single human being believes you exist. And Satan is winning hands down. The question is, what will you do about it? Will you turn from whatever you're doing and say, Father, you are. James says you want a relationship with me. I choose to seek that relationship. A few minutes after he said that to me about why in eternity, he said, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted? Problem was that I did not know how to communicate this message to this widely esteemed professor in a manner that he would be able to receive and act on. So I continued to pray. Again, think of it. There are some stories floating around about nice things in heaven. But frankly, folks, why should Father give you place of great authority if you've not proven to him that you can be responsible in this life? Really think about it. It's not going to happen. You can choose to be as successful as you like in this life. The question is, where will you spend eternity? There's a ebook on the website of that name. Will you spend eternity as an ancestor spirit or demon, an unbeliever on earth? Will you spend eternity in the outer darkness of heaven, cold, black, miserable place, weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth? Or will you be in the throne room at the outer fringes with the foolish virgins? Or will you be sitting on a high throne with glorious apparel and huge authority and great supernatural powers? I know where I am aiming to be. What about you? So as I grappled with this question for this professor, I came to understand a diversity of issues that I'd not previously understood. My wife and I did massive additions to our ministry website, adding over 700 pages that addressed all sorts of issues and answered any number of questions that someone who believed that being good might want answered in order to come to a place of deciding that there is an almighty creator and seeking a deep personal relationship with him. I also came to understand increasingly deeply that this was not sufficient. I hope I'm getting through to you. Yes, it's desirable to live a good life. No, that's not going to get you into heaven. So live a good life and have a strong relationship with the Creator. I didn't say have a relationship with your church, or with your pastor, or your imam, or your rabbi, or your synagogue, or your mosque, or your temple, or your whatever. Your book, your Bible, your Quran, your Torah. I said have a deep personal relationship with Yah. A relationship with Him, that you hear Him, that you speak to Him, that you dialogue with Him, that you engage with Him, that you see things in this world His way. That's what you were created for. So why would you not want that? Probably because nobody's told you that it's available. Well, I'm telling you now, He wants a deep personal relationship with you. Not tomorrow or the next day. He wants you to start seeking it right now, today. And I urge you to do that. And then it does not help to decide that the Creator exists if one does not have guidance in terms of how to progress to a close relationship with Him. So I continued to pray and fast and tie together things that I'd learned over the previous 21 years, all directed at producing a document that I could give to this professor and others like him that would provide the best possible basis for them to make an informed decision for or against, and if they chose to believe, would provide them with the resources they could draw on to know what to pray. So that document's on the website. It's 7 components of drawing close. Goes into all sorts of things about adjusting the way you think, the way you live your life, so that you can have a deep personal relationship with Him. And it's not definitive, folks. It's a good starting point. And the real issue is that you talk to Him. I advocate that you get on your knees for an hour or 2 hours a day and talk to Him, or flat on your face on the hard, cold floor, lying on your bed and under a nice duvet doesn't count. For reasons I can't really explain, in my experience, I hear Him clearer, more clearly, if I'm on my knees than in any other position, or sometimes flat on my face on the floor. But it really is a bit uncomfortable. Get on your knees, talk to Him until you get to a place. Did you hear Him so clearly that you can have a conversation with Him as you walk down the road, as you sit on the bus, as you drive your car, whatever it is that you do? The end result is the detailed article that follows, which I hope adequately presents the reality that the Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with each one of us. And I'll take this message further next week. Together. The information based on my experiences. At the outset, I'd realized that if I could get the message right for my friend, it would potentially help many others. And I hope that in sharing that with you on this broadcast, that it'll help you. And if you're listening to a back issue sometime in the future, I hope it'll help you. It will be on the website tomorrow, and it's on LinkedIn, YouTube, and there's also a copy in Dropbox. Two copies in YouTube, one on the publisher's YouTube and one on the Entimish Ministries YouTube. I really can't stress enough. Father wants a relationship with you. And I ask you to think about what I said just now. There is only one rational explanation why we exist, and the universe exists, and the planet exists, and the plants and the animals exist because Father Yah, the eternally self-existing creator of the heavens and the earth, wanted friends. If you're not his friend, you're missing the whole purpose of your life on earth. The bottom line is that after more than 30 years of actively seeking to know the Almighty Creator by applying a rigorous engineering approach, I've arrived at the point of writing what I believe is the most important article that I've ever written and the most important message that there is to any person on earth today. The Almighty Creator desires to have a deep personal relationship with each one of us, and for those who rise to the challenge, there are huge rewards in the life to come. This message goes far beyond anything I've ever published before and beyond anything that I've shared with anyone before. But that was written 10 years ago. Or I really encourage you to dive into the website, dig into these articles, listen to the back issues. I broadcast last week The Creator Desires Friends. It's so important. It's so, so important. And the nice thing about it is, and this is paradoxical and ironic, because of Satan's activities, there are not that many people in heaven, particularly not that many people on high thrones. So there's a whole lot of thrones available if you decide today to clean up your act and start working to get a relationship with Father. Otherwise, it's going to be a huge disappointment for you when you come before the judgment seat. And there is a judgment seat. There is a throne, which is a judgment seat. And Yeshua, Jesus, is the advocate. And Satan, the accuser, and his people, his servants, are the prosecutors. You're going to come in front of that court one of these days. I've deeply learned in the last 2 decades that it is about our relationship with Father, not what others say. It's not about the church or the mosque or the synagogue, the pastor, the priest, the imam, the rabbi, the Bible, the Torah, Quran, about James, whatever. It's only about our individual personal relationship with the Almighty. That is all that matters. Use me as a resource. Look at my material. Read it, digest it, apply it. But don't become a follower of James Robertson. Become a follower of Yah, the eternally self-existing. Develop a relationship with him. Don't put me in the way. I can't give you a relationship with Father. You can get yourself a relationship with Father. I have no doubt that the best is for each of us to grow in our relationship with Father, having him help us in every area of our lives, helping us to grow closer to him. And I desire this for everyone I know. I hope I'm getting through to you. This is really, really serious stuff, folks. If you don't become at least a reasonably committed believer in this life, things are going to be pretty grotty after you die. On a whole continuum of grotty. So in summary, the Almighty Creator created us to have a deep personal relationship with him. In order to believe that he exists, that he desires a deep personal relationship with you, you need to believe he exists. He says regarding this, by deep personal relationship, I mean an ongoing dialogue and partnership in which I'm consulted with regard to every area of that person's life, where that person is constantly asking questions directed at gaining understanding. So what we're talking about, folks, is whatever relationship you have with a good friend, could be your life partner, could be somebody from school, somebody from university, somebody from work, but a relationship where you share your innermost fears and desires and ask opinion and consult with. That's what Father wants from you. He wants a really intimate relationship with you, because that's what he created you for. I hope I'm getting my message across. In order to believe that Yah exists, examine the deep engineering complexity of your body, the world you live in, the planet, the universe, and recognize that this complexity and precision requires a creative agency to conceptualize, design, and build. It's impossible for you to have come into existence as the output of a progression of random events without careful intellectual engineering input. I'm an engineer by training. And one of the things that I hold to be true about engineering is that you go through a very arduous learning process to learn how to design and build and maintain things that work. And I also know from harsh personal experience that it is relatively easy to conceptualize something. It's a whole different ball game to build that thing so that it works well all the time. If you have anything to do with the world of manufacturing or construction, or even if you're a hobbyist, do-it-yourselfer, even if you bake cakes, make dresses, woodworking, metalworking, you know that it is not trivial to design something and build it so that it does what you envisaged it doing, and it does it reliably, independently, particularly if it's mechanized or electronic, or if you write software. It doesn't matter what you do, you have some experience which tells you that things don't just randomly come into existence. They require careful, intelligent input by a human being to conceptualize, design, build, manufacture, commission, and operate and maintain. And if you look at the complexity of the world around you, I suggest for your consideration that you can see the hand of an engineer all around you. And then consider also sexual reproduction. Sexual reproduction only works when it works. It cannot evolve as a random progression of events. Sexual reproduction requires that man and woman are sexually attracted to one another, have the mechanical components to couple successfully, have the reproductive organs necessary to provide the sperm and egg that function effectively, and have the nurturing equipment necessary to bring the resulting fetus to maturity and ultimately to produce you. This has to be the result of a carefully designed and carefully executed creative process. If you look around, there are numerous other indicators that clearly evidence that the Creator exists. Stop it sexually. The two parts have to function absolutely perfectly together to create a new generation. There is no way that that came about through evolution, because inherently the concept of evolution means that it wasn't working to start with. You can't take two things that were inanimate and somehow progressively evolve them to a point where they can reproduce sexually. Either they reproduce sexually and they produce new generations, or they don't reproduce sexually and that's the end of it. Think about it. It's just not possible for sexual beings to have come into existence without a creative agency. This leaves one with a question of where the Creator came from. But that is no more difficult than believing that all of the stuff of which we are made randomly created itself into the highly ordered forms that surround us today. Look at things like water and air and gold and silver and steel and concrete and cakes and whatever you can think of. It didn't just happen. It required creative understanding, engineering ability to craft things that are so perfect that they keep working, and they keep working generation after generation after generation. An orange today is materially the same as an orange 500,000, 3,000 or 4,000 years ago. And so it goes. There is no way that all of this stuff randomly created itself into the highly ordered forms that surround us today. And I suggest for your consideration that if you really do believe in evolution, you need to stand back, pay attention to what I've said. There's a detailed article on the website, Essence of My Message Regarding Creation, another detailed message about the essence of my message to those who don't believe. Digest those articles. Engage with them. It's real, folks. He's real. He's not enamored with people who don't believe he exists. If you believe but you do not deal with your sin, you will find yourself in hell, the place of torment and correction, where you will pay the price for unconfessed sin before entering heaven. So hear what I'm saying. You can believe, but if you keep sinning, you're going to go to hell before you go to heaven. If you do not believe, you will, when you die, you will become an ancestor spirit or demon on your death and part of a powerful, cruel, and evil regime that dominates the earth. But you'll be dependent on living human beings, animals, or the adversaries, satanic messengers, angels for transport. You'll have no means of getting around on your own because your body will be dead. You'll be competing with over 100 billion other human spirits for a position of power and privilege in a hierarchy that demands allegiance and savage, barbaric behavior. The rules of engagement of the contest between the adversary, Satan, and the Almighty Creator will also prevent you from warning those who live after your death of the fate that's awaiting for them. So there's a continuum, as I said before. You can believe, actively seek Father, actively seek to do His will, build up credits on earth, and sit on a high throne with great authority and prestige for eternity. Or you can go to a lower rank, or you can end up in the outer darkness, which is a pretty terrible place, or you can end up on earth as a demon. It's up to you. It's totally your choice, my friend. You may read this and be turned off by all reference to religion. That's understandable. Most of what is taught by the church, the mosque, the synagogue, is false and confused. In particular, the Bible is simply a book, and the worship of the book gets in the way of understanding the truths of the Almighty Creator. Same applies to the Quran, same applies to the Torah. Accordingly, to understand this message, put aside all that you've been taught about religion and take a fresh look at the subject. I understand that what I'm teaching you, you're not going to hear in the average church or synagogue or mosque. Because I'm telling you that they are not the way. I'm telling you the deep personal relationship with the Creator is the way. Don't get sucked into man's way of doing things. I read an article a couple of days ago about the idea that we should all be part of sort of peer-reviewing churches. forget the language that was used. No, we should be in deep personal relationship with Father. By all means, chat to other people who can help you on your journey. But an hour that you spend in church is worth nothing compared to an hour that you spend on your knees talking to Father, or an hour that you spend worshiping Him one-on-one, or reading about His things. Worshipping church, worshipping mosque, worshipping synagogue, worshipping book. Wrong thing to do. Waste of time. You're going to be so disappointed when you come before the judgment seat. So I'd like to ask you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly, unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your age, young or old, rich or poor, tall or short, thin or fat, blonde, blue eyes, black hair, brown eyes, Asian, Indian, African, European, Caucasian, whatever, Buddhist, Jesuit, Christian, Catholic, Hindu, Jewish, Muslim, whatever, Satanist, witch, warlock. Father wants you to have a personal relationship with Him. He'll meet you wherever you are. This is not some weird game of blind man's bluff. He's out there. He wants to talk to you. He's lonely because you're not talking to Him. I encourage you, start today. Start seeking a deep personal relationship with the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And as I say, He will meet you wherever you are. In closing, I'd like to thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make His enemies His footstool. Folks, if you've been listening to this program for a while, I'm going to say goodnight to you in a minute. If you are listening for the first or second time, I'm going to share a little bit of context and background which I think will be helpful, in which case, when I say goodnight to those who are regulars, I would ask you to stay on for another couple of minutes. As I've said, Father will meet you wherever you are. If you've been listening for a while and you haven't yet gone to Him and said, James Robertson says, you can be my friend, I can be your friend. I want to become your friend. I don't know how to do it. Please help me. If you haven't done that yet, I encourage you to do that today. Wherever you are, whatever the situation, don't wait for the right time. The right time is now to say, you know what, Father? I realize that I've wasted my life so far, that I haven't made the difference I could make. I want to serve you. I want to be your friend. Help me to get there. So for those of you who are going to drop off, I'm going to say goodnight. For those of you who are new, I ask you to stay on for another minute or two. In closing, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty, following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. In learning about Father, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. See the video, Why Seek Relationship, for an overview of what I believe. It's near the top of the menu. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. ETI version of the Bible with correction of key translation errors is on the ETI Bible version page. I've just this afternoon posted an first pass correction of the Old Testament. New Testament is well advanced there. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are on Google, are at various podcast websites. Search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. Books with teachings from 1998 to May 2019 are on the Compilation of Most Writings page on the website. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. Thank you so much. Good night.
Father, I come to you.
Hi, I'm James Robertson. I want to speak to you about the reality that the Creator desires friends above all things and that good is insufficient. It is relationship that counts. The real reason this universe, this solar system, this planet, the plants, the animals, and human beings exist is that the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth desires friends. If you're not seeking to become his friend, you're missing the point of your existence. Please listen to my broadcast on W4CY.com radio or talk4tv.com. That's TALK number 4TV.com. Visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to find out more. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much.